With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Measles has returned to Montana for the first time in decades. Montana Public Radio's healthcare reporter Aaron Bolton has the latest on what parents of young children should be thinking about.
So far, there are 5 confirmed cases of measles in Gallatin County. All the cases were contracted out of state while traveling, but public health officials say it's plausible cases will crop up around the state. Cindy Farr with Missoula Public Health says most people in Montana are vaccinated, which makes it harder for the virus to spread. But measles is incredibly contagious. Farr says parents should take precautions if cases are confirmed in their community.
You have a newborn baby and you live in an area that measles is actively being spread, then you might have to go back to kind of that COVID practice of let's make sure that everyone around them is protected, and maybe that child should not be going out into public indoor places.
That could also mean foregoing travel, especially to places where cases are spreading. Children who do get infected can experience a range of complications, from pneumonia to death. The schedule for measles vaccines in the U.S. calls for kids to get their first dose around 12 months and a second shot right before kindergarten. Missoula-based pediatrician Addie Moriarty is the president of the Montana chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Moriarty explains that kids can get vaccinated early, beginning at 6 months.
If you are traveling to an area that has a known measles outbreak, or you're visiting with people that are unimmunized, I would definitely highly consider getting a vaccine early.
Moriarty explains that if there are cases in your community, it's also worth talking to your provider about getting your child vaccinated early. Most children who've received their first shot have robust protection. Public health officials say parents shouldn't rush to get their children their second shot early. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.